What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chair.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? It's a small flat-bottomed thing that you get into and you might row yourself across a lake.
Boat.
Okay.
They call them boats now.
Right.
Back toes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, would it have a pointed front or a square front on it?
Pointed front.
Okay. And would you have a different name for one that had a square front on it? Or would it still be?
No, it's a behind square, isn't it? Front is
all.
Okay.
His name is boat. I've seen them, you have two, not a square on each end.
Uh-huh.
And now they make them all one out that way.
Well, now if they were square on each end, would you just call them a boat?
Yeah, that's what we always call them.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Case.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Necklace or something.
Okay. Well, how else could you say it? That's certainly a pretty something of beads.
Beads. Necklace and beads is all that, isn't it?
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Whipped it.
Okay.
Yeah, blasted it.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his...
Caper's legs.
Yeah. Would you ever use another word to mean that? He got down on his... What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to...
Hoggish or something.
Huh? What?
I'll call them stingy people, hoggish people, or whatever you might want to call them.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes and he's just kind of half-dressed. You might say, that person really looks...
Jabby.
Okay. And could this word be used for both a man and a woman?
Looks to me that good.
Okay.
I have a notion.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around very well?
Well, I'd say that get up or...
Yeah. Well, you might say that this person is certainly what for her age?
Cured.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Paperwood.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Not a cricket, but something else.
Crickets all
night.
Yeah, grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say, the car skidded on the ice and went, what?
Skates or something.
Okay. Now, what about an explosion? You might say that pieces of metal went...
In there, I'd say.
Okay. What do you call an old house that evil spirits might live in?
Haunted house.
Okay. and let's see, what are those spirits called? A little child might be afraid to walk through a cemetery at night, be afraid to see what?
Hanging.
Why?
Hanging, that's what we all. Oh, you're hanging.
Okay. Will you say that word for me?